Now, US Envoy Steve Witkoff and President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner have arrived in Israel for talks on securing the next phase of the fragile ceasefire deal. Deadly fighting broke out in southern Gaza yesterday between Hamas and Israel, both sides accusing each other of violating the 10-day-old agreement. Before leaving Washington, Jared Kushner told CBS the US believed Hamas was looking to honour the ceasefire and that the key to the success of the deal was Israel improving life for the Palestinians.
The biggest message that we've tried to convey to the Israeli leadership now is that now that the war is over, if you want to integrate Israel with the broader Middle East, you have to find a way to help the Palestinian people thrive and do better.
Jared Kushner's message to CBS before leaving Washington for Israel. For more, we can talk to Greg Karlstrom, Middle East correspondent with The Economist. So very much as steady as she goes from Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff, it would seem, Greg. Is that the situation on the ground?
I think at least in the short term, it is, despite what we saw over the weekend, despite this clash between Israel and Hamas that killed two Israeli soldiers and dozens of Palestinians. I think there are going to be inevitable complications in this ceasefire agreement. You still have Israeli troops deployed in more than 50% of Gaza. Hamas is still armed, and there is so far no practical mechanism by which to disarm it. So I think this was always going to be a bit more complicated than the eternal peace that Donald Trump proclaimed on his visit to the region last week. But I think for now, so long as there is this sustained American pressure to keep the Israeli government in the ceasefire, I think with these bumps in the road, it is likely to hold.
Mm-hmm. And that message from Jared Kushner about improving the lives of the Palestinian people, is that about letting in more aid?
We have to see what he means by that. I suspect it is closer to that end of the spectrum, letting in aid and providing some economic benefits than it is anything more far-reaching in terms of trying to end the Israeli occupation mm-hmm. and create a Palestinian state. We've seen more aid going into Gaza over the past week since the ceasefire was announced, notwithstanding that brief Israeli announcement yesterday that they would suspend deliveries in Gaza, which was reversed within a few hours under American pressure. But there are still a lot of issues with the distribution in Gaza, with trying to get aid where it needs to go and hand it out to people in the middle of, you know, what is still a, mm-hmm. a very sort of heavily destroyed war zone.
And U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance is also on his way to Israel. How is he likely to contribute to the process?
He's part of this, what the Americans sometimes call BB-sitting effort. BB, of course, being the Israeli prime minister's nickname. I think you can look at Witkoff and Kushner as being two of the more pro-Israeli voices in this administration, two people who have longstanding ties with Israel. Vance comes from the more Israel skeptic wing of the Republican Party or of the MAGA movement. Some of his close allies in the Trump administration are people who have advocated for a tougher American line towards Netanyahu, a diminished American relationship with Israel. So perhaps a bit of a good cop, bad cop right now, where Witkoff mm-hmm. and Kushner will come have conversations about what's ahead in the ceasefire, and Vance might bring some warnings about what happens if this agreement doesn't stay on track.
And there are still so many unanswered questions. Do you expect we might get any clarity, for instance, on what comes next? Who is actually running Gaza? Who's going to run Gaza's security? Or does Hamas writ continue to run there? Who's in charge of rebuilding? Who pays?
I think we are still some weeks or months away from having answers to that. On the question of security, every conversation that I have had with Arab officials over the past week, they have told me we're probably talking about several months at least before there's a peacekeeping force ready to go into Gaza. No one has volunteered yet, no one has committed yet that they are going to send troops to join such a force. And then in terms of governance, there are still ongoing disputes between the Israelis and the Palestinians and countries in the region about who is going to be named to this transitional authority that the ceasefire plan envisions, about whether the Palestinian Authority is going to have a role in Gaza. There's a reason negotiators didn't answer these questions before announcing the ceasefire earlier this month, because they are very, very difficult questions to answer. And I think it's going to take some very extensive negotiations to make any progress.
All right. Thank you for joining us with that. That's Greg Karlstrom, who's the Middle East correspondent with The Economist.